And then the lead time on the one is 2.5 months, correct, on the big one for the courtroom number two?
Yes.
Guys, any questions?
Any questions, ma'am?
No.
Move to accept and approve the proposal for HVAC units as presented by F&M, excuse me, by between Temperature Control Company and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have a professional service agreement, file number 24-071, commission. Ms. Tanya, would you like to step forward? With us this morning, we have Ms. Tanya Friend with our GIS mapping. And we have our Taney County Assessor, Ms. Susan Chapman. Welcome, ladies. So this agreement is for our Beacon Snyder program, is that correct? We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 30th, 2024. And in that, there was an 18% per year interest provision if the balance goes unpaid for 60 days, which I don't think that has ever been an issue. So with that being said, he does have an agreement letter here. He approves the agreement as a form. Is there anything you ladies would like to add on this or any discussion on this, commission?
I've had a lot of citizens say they've really enjoyed Beacon and look forward to it, you know, using it.
Yeah.
Would really like us not to get rid of it.
Yeah, no, and I agree with our planning and zoning department. When they come in and they are working in here and presenting, it works really good for them to be able to utilize the map.
The tax cell, too, it's really helpful. Yeah.
I can't imagine not having it.
I can't either.
Yeah, it's one of those tools that everybody got used to, and now it's just very handy. Yes, ma'am.
We've also resolved our problems with the Eagle View feature, and we are part of our web features now is property record cards, and we've added impact notices, so more data gets out to people.
Okay.
But even though the impact notices are on the computer, individuals will still be mailed those if their tax is going to be raised. Pardon? If the impact notice, is that not where the taxes are going to be raised? If this
correct.
SFI is
and
raised?
We do send them out by
yeah.
mail on
okay.
May 15th, but
yeah.
We get a lot of postcards back. And
yeah.
So this way...
A double.
They absolutely know. They can check it any time. And if there is no impact notice, it says there is no impact notice available for this parcel. So.
But they're mailed for all those people that do not have access to a computer. So forth.
Oh,
they're mailed
absolutely.
The notice by
yeah,
statute.
On May 15th, we send them out. And anything we do between May 15th and June 30th, we also send out individual notices
mm-hmm.
so that everyone knows as of day.
You guys have any questions?
None further for me.
Move to approve the professional services agreement by and between Schneider Geospatial LLC and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have the AT&T multi-service agreement, the file number 24-063, Commission. With us this morning, we have 911 Director Administrator, Ms. Tammy Hagler. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Has everyone had a chance to review the letter from our legal counsel on this one?
Do you have a pricing schedule anywhere to know? It just mentions that no pricing schedule was provided.
That is included in the... I don't have one with me, but I think there is one, but this didn't apply to that.
Okay.
Does it say something about a price schedule on there?
In our reference letter, yes.
Yes.
Okay. And I can get any information you need to follow up on that.
He just mentions no pricing schedule was provided, but assumed that it would be submitted at a later date.
I believe that it goes along with the newest email that I had sent you. Seems like it's going on
okay.
Forever. I believe the pricing has to do with that agreement. And this one is just the AT&T wants to work with the group, and we've done the MOUs, which you had already signed off on that, and then this is the next step for them. The pricing, I believe, is on the next email process that I had sent for you, and then I believe you've already sent it to legal counsel.
Okay.
And with that being said, if the commission does decide to go ahead and approve this morning, I would ask that we assign Ms. Hagler to be the signer on this one. Because in the agreement, it does say the signee shall do the documenting and reporting on that. So,
I would agree.
Move to approve the multi-service agreement by and between AT&T Corp. and Taney County and allow Tammy Hagler to sign as an authorized representative.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I will follow up on that to make sure that any pricing is in that next one that you've received.
Okay. Yeah. And then after we finish up, I'll bring this down and we'll get you to sign it.
I was going to say, I thought it'd be nice for her to have a
copy. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll provide each of that. Our next order of business, we have the distribution agreement for the opioid settlement for the Simmering Center. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I am well.
Good. I know your first name is Myrna.
Correct.
But I cannot remember your last name. My apologies. What is it?
Epic.
EPPIC?
Okay.
He has to have it for the minutes, so normally they just announce themselves. And
do you have any questions?
Any questions, ma'am?
No.
Okay. Move to approve the distribution agreement by and between Taney County and the Simmering Center.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So should I stand up and do a cheer?
Yeah, you can do
it's
as you wish.
Maybe we should all do a cheer because it's for all of Taney County.
Yeah.
Do you want to go over just for those that
If you would like to speak about what this is going to do. It's for 2 years service for a bed for each year.
One extra bed every day. Mm-hmm. And average length of stay at 15 or so, 15 to 20, I think you said. That means we have the possibility of impacting 45 people.
Per year.
Right. And the deal is that our data, not only here in Taney and Stone counties, but statewide, shows that 60% of the people coming into respite return to a safe environment. I don't think they would do that if they just were trying to muscle this out on their own in the community. So a safe environment means exactly what it says, but it also means it's not impacting Sheriff Daniels or the Branson PD or Stone County, or it's not, that safe environment is not jail or prison. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited about this, and we believe it is a huge asset to your communities. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
And the percentage, the last I heard, you still have a percentage on the recovery, has it been? The percentage I was given is much greater than...
Well, that's a huge 60%.
Yeah.
And you know, I know a lot of people look at that and say, well, that's not very good. In the field of recovery, that's absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And the fact that that's statewide, not... I don't have the data out of Taney County. I haven't been able to get that. But in St. Louis, the area hospitals say that they think respites could be saving them up to $10,000 a day. So if it's impacting Cox Health in a positive way, all the more grateful we are. We do know that Cox Health is releasing them to us sooner than they would be if they were just going back into the community, because we have 24-hour care. So the last thing I want to put in your minds, I know some of you may or may not still be on the commission, but I know this opioid settlement money is going to continue. And, you know, I'm hopeful that if we can come back with some positive data in 2 years and that money is still available, that we can talk about continuing this, because the need is not going to go away. So thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
The money is in a special fund cap and is to be used for those purposes.
So what is my next step? I guess you'll let me know.
You'll have the agreement. Just a moment. Were you not given a copy of the settlement agreement?
Well, we'll get that signed this morning and get it approved here, and then we'll get it to you and have you sign as a representative for the San Marino Center, and then we'll get the funds appropriated at that point.
Okay.
If
and
you,
I can just scan it back to you then?
Probably will need to be the original copies, so
that's
we'll...
Actually,
there's
we should have it signed.
There's some other stuff. Yeah, we'll get it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once we go through all of our things, then we'll get it to you after we have everyone sign here.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Our next order of business, we have the correction for the trustee's deed pursuant to 140.260, the RSMO. There was a small difference in this on the reference point, so we'll need to get this re-recorded and get a copy to the grantee of the deed.
Mm-hmm. The correction was just on the legal.
Yeah. We just need to approve it, I guess?
Yes.
Move to approve the correction. Trustee's deed pursuant to 140.260. between Taney County and Sylvester M. and Lisa L. Ortiz.
Yeah.
Martinsic? Second.
Second. Proper spelling is Martincic. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have the 911 Black Bear Drive / Road name discussion. So with us this morning, we have Ms. Tammy Hagler and Ms. Judy Gross from our 911 planning department. How are you, ladies?
Good.
So could you please just go over